Five things you should know about being a parent. As a parent, your job is to teach your child the skills they need to reach their full potential. It's a huge responsibility and something that most people take for granted. But remember these five key lessons and you'll be on your way to parenting a healthy, happy and successful child. 1. It's a learning process. Being a parent can be a wonderful experience, but at times it can also feel overwhelming, difficult, and exhausting. There's no right way to parent, and there will be lots of times when you don't know what to do, or the thing that worked yesterday isn't working today. That's completely normal, so don't be too hard on yourself. Focus on loving and caring for your child, and everything else will come naturally with time and experience. Being a parent is an incredibly important job and it will take time to adjust to your new role. So on tough days, remind yourself that you're doing the best you can. 2. You'll have mixed emotions. New parents experience a range of emotions when they have a baby, from excitement and joy to fear and frustration. You may miss aspects of your old life or feel guilty that you aren't as happy as you expected. These feelings are normal, especially when you're tired or hormonal. Try to talk to friends and family about how you're feeling and look for small moments of happiness in your day, such as cuddling your child or enjoying a hot shower. If you're feeling really down or not connected to your baby over a period of weeks, talk to your doctor, as this may be a sign that you're experiencing depression or another mental health condition. 3. It's okay to ask for help. Most parents need support from other people in the early years of their child's life, especially when they're newborns. Having a support network of people who care for you and want to help will make a big difference to your day and allow you to spend more time with your baby. If people ask whether they can help, give them a specific task like organizing dinner or folding the washing. They will probably be quite happy to mind the baby while you rest or simply be there if you need someone to listen. Asking for help doesn't mean you can't cope. It just means you're taking good care of yourself and your child. 4. You need to practice self-care. There's a reason airlines tell you to put your oxygen mask on first before helping others. If you don't take care of yourself, you won't have the energy to take care of others. Spend quality time with your partner and friends and give yourself a break by doing something you enjoy once the baby is asleep, like watching a show or reading a book. Congratulate yourself when you achieve something, no matter how small, and accept that every parent makes mistakes and has bad days. Children learn about relationships from the people around them, so be a good role model by taking care of yourself and maintaining healthy relationships with your partner, friends and family. 5. You'll have your own parenting style. When you become a parent, you'll think long and hard about the kind of parent you want to be for your child. You'll probably think back to your own childhood and what you would have done differently, or look to other parents you know to see how they manage being a parent. Your parenting style will be influenced by your values, so it's important to think about what they are and how you will instill those in your child. For example, you may decide that you value hard work and responsibility, kindness and empathy, respecting differences in others, a safe home with no shouting or hitting, or healthy and nutritious meals. By thinking about your values and parenting style, you can give your child positive experiences that will help them thrive in the years ahead. Managing conflict in the family. It's normal to have disagreements with family members from time to time. However, ongoing conflict can be stressful and damage the relationships you have with your family. It can also lead to developmental problems in children and impact their health and well-being later in life. However, children can learn to cope with conflict if they see their parents or other family members disagree and resolve their differences in a constructive way. This teaches them how to negotiate and compromise, which helps them develop healthy relationships with others throughout their life maintain a healthy lifestyle. Many people engage in unhealthy behaviours when they are stressed, such as drinking, smoking or overeating. However, these can sometimes make things worse. Try to be a good role model for your family by maintaining healthy behaviours with lots of sleep, exercise and nutritious food. Thinking about how you tend to cope with stress may help you avoid reverting back to these behaviours when times are tough. Try to listen. It can be difficult to listen and understand someone else's point of view when you're feeling angry or frustrated, but it's the best way to dissolve the situation and avoid any misunderstandings. Take deep breaths, listen to the other person carefully, and don't interrupt them when they're speaking. When they're ready to listen, communicate your side of the story clearly and honestly, and resist the urge to bring up other issues that are unrelated to the problem at hand. Work as a team. Even if you can't fix your problem straight away, try to work together as a family to discuss the problem and come up with a list of possible solutions. This is a good opportunity to teach your child the problem-solving and decision-making skills they'll need in the future. Remember to listen calmly and consider everyone's suggestions before deciding on a solution that everyone agrees on. This may take time and compromise, but once you decide on a solution, make sure the whole family sticks to it. Don't involve your child. It's important to avoid fighting in front of your child, taking your stress out on them, or involving them in your conflict with other members of the family. Your child needs to feel loved and supported no matter what else is going on. Reassure them that you are trying to sort the problem out and that it's not their fault, and listen to them calmly when they express their feelings. If you do lose your temper or say something you regret, apologize to your child and admit that you were wrong. This teaches them that it's okay to make mistakes. Communicate well. Good communication can often alleviate many sources of conflict in the home and make everyone feel respected and understood. Try to spend time every day listening and talking with your family without distractions, such as at the dinner table. If there are disagreements, talk about what the problem is, what the possible solutions may be, and how you'll implement them. This will also model good behaviour for your child and help them learn how to discuss differences and resolve conflict calmly. No, you're not alone. When you're having a rough day, remind yourself that you're not alone, and many parents feel the same way you do from time to time. Parents are only human and don't always say or do the right thing, especially when they're busy or stressed. Try to look after yourself and don't always put the needs of others before your own. It's also helpful to have other parents you can talk to, and make sure you spend time doing things you enjoy. You don't have to be perfect and you don't have to do it alone. Seek professional advice. If you need to work through particularly difficult issues with your family, it can be helpful to reach out to a professional counsellor or contact a service like Parentline 132289 or the Family Relationship Advice Line 1800 050 321. It's important to remember that disagreements are a natural part of healthy relationships, but any kind of violence or abuse, whether it's psychological, verbal, physical, sexual or financial, is never okay. In these situations, it's important to seek help straight away. How to balance work and family. In Australia, 60% of couples struggle to manage work and family commitments, causing them to be tired, stressed, cranky, and unhappy. This not only affects their relationships, but also their child's well-being. The struggle to achieve work-life balance is a serious problem and can lead to greater mental health problems in children, including withdrawal and anxiety. The good news is that children's health and well-being often improve when their parents' work-life balance improves. Work-life balance is about managing the competing demands of work and other areas of your life, such as family, friends, sport, social events, household chores, and more. If you feel like you have time for all the things in your life that are important to you, you are more likely to feel healthy and happy, as well as avoid the guilt that plagues many working parents. And while there's no single solution for achieving work-life balance, there are a few things you can do to reduce the stress associated with a successful career and a growing family. Arrange childcare. Choosing the right childcare centre for your child is one of the most important decisions you'll make as a parent. Before you enrol, take a tour of the facility and make sure it's a safe and stimulating environment that will support their learning and development. Educators should understand your needs as a working parent and support you every step of the way. Once they're enrolled, think carefully about who will do pickups and drop-offs, who will be the first point of contact in emergencies, and how you will balance your workload to give your child the best possible experience. Focus on your child. Even if you only have an hour or two with your child before they go to bed, try to avoid thinking or talking about work and give your child your full attention without any distractions like your phone or television. Listen to your child as they talk or communicate with you and give them lots of smiles and cuddles as you go through the evening routine. Reading to your child each day is very important for their development and a great way to spend quality time together. Taking the time to focus on your child will not only make them feel safe and loved, but will help you relax after a busy day at work. Plan ahead. The secret to managing children with two working parents is being organised. Try to plan ahead so you and your child feel less rushed during work days. Many people find that preparing meals on the weekend and putting them in the fridge or freezer saves time during the week, but even small things like cleaning the kitchen and getting breakfast and lunch organised the night before can help. After dinner, you can also lay out clothes for yourself and your child to save time in the morning. Shortcuts like shopping online, arranging direct debits, and posting a family calendar on the wall will also make you feel more organised and free up time for things you enjoy. Have a backup plan. Things don't always go to plan, especially when there are young children involved. It's important to have a backup plan when your child is sick and can't go to childcare, or something happens and you need a babysitter quickly. Try to find two or three people that you can call on in an emergency and ask them if they are willing to help. They will need to know your child's allergies or health conditions, a list of important phone numbers, and any other information you think will be helpful. Keep it equal. Full-time working women in Australia spend an average of 332 additional hours each year on housework compared to working men, including things like grocery shopping and cooking. This inequality not only means that women spend less time at work, which affects their career, but also increases stress and means they spend less time with their children. Try to share household tasks equally between you, your partner, and older children, posting them on a chart so it's clear what needs to be done and when. Alternatively, you may schedule time each week to get through all the household chores so everyone can relax when they're done. Take a break. When you feel like you have no spare time, it can be hard to practice self-care, but it's vital for your own health and well-being. Set aside one evening a week to do something just for yourself, such as having a bath or watching your favourite show. It's also important to spend time away from your child, such as a date with your partner or a night out with friends. Even little things like calling a friend or enjoying a coffee at the local cafe will help you feel refreshed and make you a better parent. Talk to your boss. While many workplaces are family friendly, others need some encouragement. Find out what policies are in place by looking at your workplace agreement, talking to colleagues, and having a conversation with your boss. If your company is open to flexible work arrangements, see if you can change your hours to better suit your family's schedule or work from home one or two days a week. Remind your boss that flexible working boosts satisfaction, performance, productivity, and company loyalty. Change your habits. It's important to create and maintain good habits so you can be your best while you're at work and at home. Try to have a ritual that helps you switch off from work when you get home, such as changing your clothes or doing a short meditation. You should also set clear boundaries around working from home, like only checking emails after your child is asleep. If you work from home, try to keep the work area separate to the family area and be clear about your availability with clients. Get support. If you're looking for ways to spend more quality time with your child, you may like to outsource household chores to a professional. Things like cleaning the house, ironing shirts, mowing the lawn or washing the cars are often affordable for working parents and give you extra time after work and on weekends to relax and enjoy your family. If you're going through a tough time, working with a counsellor can also be a great way to reconnect with your partner and work through your problems.